The train stopped for half an hour at Bordeaux, and we went out through the station for a little walk. There was not time to get into the town. Afterward, we passed through the Landes and watched the sun set. There were wide fire gaps cut through the pines, and you could look up them like avenues and see wooded hills way off. About 7:30, we had dinner and watched the country through the open window in the diner. It was all sandy pine country full of heather. There were little clearings with houses in them, and once in a while we passed a sawmill. It got dark, and we could feel the country hot and sandy and dark outside of the window. And about 9 o'clock, we got into Bayonne. The man and his wife and Hubert all shook hands with us. They were going on to La Négresse to change for Biarritz. "Well, I hope you have lots of luck," he said. "Be careful about those bullfights."
"Maybe we'll see you at Biarritz," Hubert said.
We got off with our bags and rod cases and passed through the dark station and out to the lights and the line of cabs and hotel buses. There, standing with the hotel runners, was Robert Cohn. He did not see us at first. Then he started forward.
"Hello, Jake. Have a good trip?"
"Fine," I said. "This is Bill Gorton."
"How are you?"
"Come on," said Robert. "I've got a cab." He was a little nearsighted. I had never noticed it before. He was looking at Bill, trying to make him out. He was shy, too. "We'll go up to my hotel. It's all right. It's quite nice." We got into the cab, and the cabman put the bags up on the seat beside him and climbed up and cracked his whip, and we drove over the dark bridge and into the town.
"I'm awfully glad to meet you," Robert said to Bill. "I've heard so much about you from Jake, and I've read your books. Did you get my line, Jake?"
The cab stopped in front of the hotel, and we all got out and went in. It was a nice hotel, and the people at the desk were very cheerful, and we each had a good, small room.